Yo, what's good, y'all? What's going on? C4 Cruise back up in this bitch. High C, Like I always tell y'all, whatever y'all want to call me, Cruise, I'm cool with it all. I know it's been a minute, man. I've been running around doing shit, man. I do music. Y'all got to be on the lookout for that, man. I'm gonna promote my own shit on my podcast, but I got music coming up, man. Like, I started doing music like 2 years ago, when my mom passed away, So, boom. When I lived with my mom, when I just came back after college, I stayed here for a little while, probably about 5 or 6 months. But my dad would work at night, and my mom didn't like to stay at home by herself. So I would, hurry up and come back home. So, when I came back the second time, when I was about to move to New Orleans, I was in transition to move to New Orleans, and I was here for about 3 months to get everything together. I was getting a job out there. I was going down there, checking out the terrain or whatever, because I'm not from down there, so I went down there to check it out. But when I came back, my mom got sick. So when I was working, after I would get off, I would come straight home, because I would know that she needed me here or whatever the case may be. So when she passed away, and I ended up staying here, to take care of the house a little bit and fix some stuff up on our way out of the door. But I would always come straight home, and so when she passed away, I was doing the same shit. So, the house, it's by, I was in there by myself. So I was like, fuck, like, I really don't want to go in this house right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just wasn't really trying to do that. So I sat in my car and I started writing music. I had an S7. I just got the S7, and I found this app, and man, it has some bangers on it, man. Like, I was able to make some. Who in the hell is that? Oh, that's just an email. Sorry, guys. But yeah, I was able to make some dope music on it, right? I was able to make some real good music on it right here sitting in my car. I got a Challenger, so it's soundproof in the car. So, I started writing music just sort of, that's just was sort of a release for me. You know what I'm saying? Just for. I could take my mind off all the shit that was going on here and the fact that I had to go in that house by myself. So, you know what I'm saying? Over time, it was one song, then it was two. Next thing you know, I'm sitting in the car for 4 or 5 hours, doing music. Some days I'm doing two songs, some days I'm doing, three songs, but then it started to increase. I started, being able, I was in band in high school, so I'm very familiar with like instruments and stuff like that. I'm not saying I'm an expert, because when I was in band, I played the drums. I was more in tune with drums and stuff like that. I used to play saxophone a little bit, but I really wasn't into it when I did that. I don't really know. Like, I can't tell you about chords right now and shit like that. But fuck if I can't make a beat, because drumming don't never go nowhere. So I could start with, drums or, a sound. And once I'm able to get it going, I'm able to, be able to make that beat on that app. So over the time, I ended up with 90 songs. I mean, like, over the last 10 days, I wrote 8 songs. So, I took them to somebody and told them, this is what I got, and they were feeling it. And I started jumping on other people's beats from all over, people from New York, people from Atlanta, Philly, California, and I started jumping on their beats, and I would send it to them and be like, hey, what's up? Even somebody from France. I just jumped on somebody's beat from France. They're crazy over there with their beats, yo. Y'all gonna hear. When y'all hear the music that I've done today, beats, I really think y'all gonna fuck with it. But, I would send it to them, tell them, like, listen to it, tell me what you think, and then, keep it real with me, because I'm really trying to do something here. And they was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, tell me when you re-record this so, you know, I can hear it. People from New York, I got some people from New York. I'm talking about killer beats, man. Killer beats, all good vibes, and I'm really on that smooth shit. Like, that's real life. You know, I talk about past relationships, girls, those one night stands, some girls that I wish that I could hit again, but I know that shit ain't gonna happen because they are gone. You know, I was thinking about that shit the other day. You know how they say you fuck her once, you can always fuck her again? Listen, that is bullshit. Once a woman is done with you, they done with you. They don't want shit from you. Period. You don't get the box wet like you did, prior. Once you fuck up or something like that happens. Nah. Now you could maybe fuck always again if it ended on good terms. Maybe. Maybe. But if it ended bad, nah. Nah. It's not happening. And really, I got situations that didn't end bad. I know I can't hit that again. Like, people got kids and a family now. It's over. So, I guess during the time my mom being gone, I guess it made me reflect on all my relationships. And some songs are really about the same girl. You know what I'm saying? It's 90 songs, but some of them are really about the same girl. I feel like when I was with these girls, it was a different song every day. It was a different song in a day. It was a different song in a night. Like, I'm weird. So I kind of, when I'm caught up in the moment, I hear music in my head. I don't know if anybody else that goes on with anybody else. But, my mom's from Jersey. When I go up top, for some reason, soon as I hit New York, I don't even gotta hear no music. All of a sudden, I hear Jay-Z, I hear Jadakiss, Fabolous. Like, I hear those songs in my head. So that translate into other things. When I'm in DC, I hear that go-go. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about it. I don't know. I appreciate everybody's sound. Every place has a different sound. And I mean, I done been with some girls where if I would tell y'all that their music, if I could tell you what their music was like when I, let me see if I can explain this right, because I'm weird, so I gotta make sure that I get this out the right way. So some girls I meet that got a bad attitude, the music that I hear when I see them is all fucking crazy. All crazy. So I write songs about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now it's in my words. I've been with some girls that are happy all the time. You know what I'm saying? Always positive vibes, always down to chill. You know what I'm saying? Real good shit. When I see them, I always hear some laid back music. I've been with females that, just really want to kick it and enjoy just being there in the moment. They don't overthink things too much, So every, female has a different song. Trust me. They have a different song. So, I just decided to start doing music, and I even played my music for somebody crazy. He helped D'Angelo work on Brown Sugar. I played it for him. 'Cause this is real, like, some, I got a lot of jazz beats. I got a lot of, this is like real rap shit. This isn't no mumble stuff. My favorite rappers are, my first CD that I bought was Q-Tip. You know what I'm saying? That's the first album I ever bought. So, I got that type of background. Jay-Z, of course, Nas. I mean, I'm not gonna say I was the heaviest Nas fan, but yeah, I listened to Nas growing up, of course. I listened to a lot of Fonte, you know what I'm saying? Like, love him. Who else? Who else can I name off the top of my head? Of course, Crit and J. Cole, so I got a little, it's a lot of their feel on it, and I'm getting an Outkast because, who didn't love Outkast growing up? You know what I'm saying? That they were me. I didn't dress as weird, but I had my own weirdness that I felt like related to them. So they were, it's a lot of songs that, I felt like cater to their sound. So I think y'all really gonna like it, man. Y'all just got to give me about a month and I'm gonna get that out. I'll be on the go, but I'm in that studio, trust me. We got some stuff cooking up over the pot. But look, man, I just stopped by to see what's up with y'all. I got to get more people to call in. I see that people are actually listening to my podcast. That's what's up, man. Like, that's what's up. I just jumped on, give y'all a little bit of free talk. I'm gonna try to jump on again tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to stay relevant, stay consistent. Because I'm really, if I'm gonna put my music out, I'm gonna put it on this motherfucker here. And, I think that'll help. So, live from the sticks. I just wanted to stop by. What up? Everybody out there, you grinding for your dreams. Keep grinding for them. You know what I'm saying? Stay focused. I gotta keep telling myself that same shit every day. Stay focused. It's so easy to get lazy, man. We gotta stay focused. High C, C4 Cruise. We out.